This is Joanna Schrader reporting for domesticfuel.com, and I am at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in St. Louis, Missouri. And right now, I'm spending a few minutes with Steve Hartig, who is with Poet DSM Advanced Biofuels. Steve, how are you?
I'm real good today. It's been an exciting show, and weather's great, so I'm enjoying myself.
Well, Steve, you know, your company, your project, it has a lot of attention here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop. And the reason is because you're getting so close to commercial scale of corn stover. So let's talk a little bit about where are you at in the process of construction, and when do you think you're going to be in production?
Sure. So we're building a 20-million-gallon plant that we expect to expand to 25 million gallons in Emmitsburg, Iowa, so northern Iowa. And it's co-located with an existing grain ethanol, corn ethanol plant that Poet has there. We started the construction about the second quarter of last year, and we gave an update yesterday of the project at the show here. And basically where we are, we're in the middle of construction. So we have a lot of the concrete is done, the large biomass building where the biomass comes in is processed. A lot of the tanks for the saccharification, the fermentation are up and running. And basically, we're well on schedule to a startup end of first quarter, second quarter next year. The other part of the project that's very important is, of course, the biomass. In corn stover, there isn't an existing supply chain in there. So what we've done for the last 5 years or so is really work with the local farmers on how to collect the biomass, how to bring it in, and doing that. So last year, we gathered 70,000 tons of biomass. This year, we'll be at about 120,000 tons. Up to next year, we'll have to be at about 250,000 tons a year. So that's going well. And we've learned a tremendous amount because it's key on one side to make it attractive to the farmers. So this is something they want to participate in, but also to do it sustainably. So we can do this not just for a couple of years, but for the long run. And that's been going very well.
Now let's talk a little bit about the storage. In North America, we have one corn harvest, and that happens to be in the fall. But you're looking at operating a cellulosic facility at 20 million gallons over the course of a year. So how are you doing on that storage capacity? You're going to get your harvest in this fall. Are we going to have enough biomass for you to go online and end of first quarter, beginning second quarter of 2014 to get you through that next harvest?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of work to say how long can you store it and what happens if you leave it out and do you have to cover it? And the basic answer is that it can sit outside in the weather, and it's good for at least a year, if not longer. So we don't see any big issues there. Storage, a lot of it is stored on the farmer's field, next to the farmer's field, so sort of extra space there. And then we have a lot, a biomass lot next to the plant that we store it at. So overall, it's looking good, but it's also still very much a learning process. We've learned a lot in the last years, and we'll continue to learn.
Well, I think for people who don't understand the system or the industry, there's criticism that you're going to take too much biomass, too much stover off the fields. And I think you should really touch on this research that you've been doing to make sure that you understand what that right amount is to take and what needs to be left behind.
Sure. So if you look at a field today, I mean, the fields with the high productivity, high yield corn crops, you have about 5 tons of stover per acre that's left on the field after the harvest. We're taking about 1 ton of that, so about 20% of that. We've done a lot of work with Iowa State University and other groups. The USDA has done work, and that seems actually to be very conservative. Other companies in the industry are taking more, and we may ramp up over time, but we think it's best to start conservatively. The thing is, the stover, as corn has become more productive, there's a lot more stover on the field than there was 10 years ago or something, and actually taking some of the stover off is healthy for the field. It makes it easier to plant the crops. So as far as we can tell from a lot of work that's been done, taking the stover off is good and a healthy part of the crop, and we'll continue to learn. And if we can take a bit more, we will, but we'll do it slow, steady, in a conservative way, working closely with the farmers and the local universities.
Well, as a pioneer, I mean, Poet has truly been a pioneer in terms of the cellulosic fuel production using corn stover, and other people are sort of coming behind you and utilizing what you've learned already. Is this an approved pathway with the EPA, which I know is important because one of the issues that you're starting to see on the cellulosic side is the EPA's slowness on approving pathways and actually somewhat causing not letting some of that fuel in the marketplace. So where are you at in that process?
The corn stover is already an approved pathway, so that's not really an issue here. So that's one of the easy parts of the project. Lots of challenges, but that's part easy. the EPA is also a huge promoter of it. I mean, we interact with the EPA, and they very much want to see us successful because, of course, they have a lot of stakes in showing that the RFS brings value, and they want us to be successful. So we've had great cooperation with the EPA.
Which obviously is important because we really need to get that up. And that segues me into my next question. You're building your first plant in Emmitsburg, Iowa, but are you going to be offering this technology and selling this technology to other companies both in the United States and around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. So our model is we're building together as POET and DSM this first plant and investing in it to really prove the technology. Then we want to take that technology out to other companies. And you see in the U.S., our first focus is on existing corn ethanol plants, and there's about 200 of them, of course. And we're working both with the POET plants, so more or less 25 other plants next to what we are building today, but also other companies. So we're actually interacting with a lot of companies at the FEW, but then also globally. And if you look at corn stover, which is our first focus, you can certainly look at parts of Europe, Central Europe. China's an area we're looking at. So absolutely, we see this global, and we will be taking that out over the next period.
And Steve, you know, you're in this development process. You're going to get the plan up. It's going to prove that this works. I mean, you already know the technology works. It'll be at commercial scale. So what are you kind of looking at in terms of the rollout? You have 26 plants. How long will it take in the future to get another one of your cellulosic plants up and running next to one of your current corn ethanol plants? In terms of getting the farmers on board and construction and all that type of thing?
Well, we're starting up really the licensing activity and interacting with customers really now. But, of course, somebody would want to see the other plant up and running, and there's a lot of learnings from it. So I would expect we'll probably start construction of a next plant during the latter part of next year, so 2014, so that we have this plant up, prove it up. We're already doing a lot of work to say what should the next plant look like. So Liberty One, as you say, we're sure it'll work. It's also a big scale-up, so I'm sure there'll be startup challenges. And we're going to learn a lot, but we're already learning a lot because this plant is very much built very conservatively. So a lot of, you know, if you look at the steel, we've gone to the very conservative side. Capacities are large. And what we have to do is drive down the cost, both the CapEx and the OpEx. So we're doing a lot of work between the two companies and really saying, how do we go forward with this and how do we drive the cost down? Because very soon we need to be competitive with really all liquid fuels, so with gasoline, with corn ethanol.
Now, what's the next step? If there's other companies interested in the technology, where can they go to get more information?
The easiest place is the website, poetdsm.com. We'll find us quickly and get in touch with us there or get in touch with me directly, and we'll quickly be back to them.
And Steve, for the people who were here and maybe didn't get a chance to stop by, for those around the world who weren't able to fly in, what do you want them to know and about POET DSM?
Well, the first thing is, I think for not only POET DSM, but for the industry, is cellulosic ethanol is real. You know, I mean, it's been called the fictional fuel. I think the biggest thing is, okay, this is real, and big companies like ourselves are putting a lot of commitment to it. And I think the big thing we're focused on with working with customers is really a one-stop shop, is low risk. So by building this plant, we're de-risking the technology. We're looking at a package of helping with the biomass, potentially building the plant, but really supplying a full service package so that if people own a corn ethanol plant and want to go this way, we can do it at a very low risk and without having to distract them from their day business.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Sure. You're welcome.